Hey, what it do, sports world, and welcome to the Winner's Circle with Ray D. I got a great segment for you all. I want to talk about the NFC Championship game. As you all know, the San Francisco 49ers will travel to Philly to face the Philadelphia Eagles in the NFC Championship game later on today. These two teams right here are so evenly matched. It is crazy. It is ridiculous that these two teams right here, I don't think we could have gotten a better NFC Championship game between the Philadelphia Eagles and the San Francisco 49ers. The 49ers coming in, they are riding high. They are riding a 12-game winning streak. This team right here has been streaking for a while now. They lost one quarterback, which was Trey Lance. That was their starting quarterback. They lost them the first week. The first game, yes, they lost them. Then next thing you know, Jimmy G comes in. And then what happened? They lose Jimmy G. Then what happens? They come with this quarterback out of the last pick in the draft, Mr. Irrelevant, Brock Purdy from Iowa State. And what have this kid done? Nothing but win 8 straight games. He's 8-0 as a starting quarterback. Kyle Shanahan, I got to give him big props because he have kept this team focused and this team is ready. They're riding high, heading into the NFC Championship game. Now, these two teams right here are so evenly matched, man. It's crazy, man. I can go down the line and talk about yards, points, the points per game, yards per game. It's almost identical. When you come to points per game, you know, you got 49ers 26, Eagles 28. The points allowed, I mean, the Eagles got a really, really good defense. They're only allowing 7 points a game, while the 49ers averaging 17. But when it comes to yards, they're pretty much identical. 377 to 404. For the Eagles, in passing yards, they're pretty much even. The Eagles average, 18 more yards than the 49ers. When it comes to rushing, the Eagles average 9 more yards than the 49ers do. And when it comes down to defense, they are, you know, the Eagles are a little bit better on the defensive side in points per game and in yards allowed. But, you know, you have to look at the division. Man. You have to look at one division and then the other division. You know, of course, the Eagles played against the Cowboys and Washington Redskins and the Giants. While, you know, the 49ers play against the Seattle Seahawks and those guys over there in that division. That's a very, very hard division anyway. So, you know, so with that being said, these two teams – And the 49ers had to win a couple games when it was a shootout, especially when they had to play against the Vegas. And when they played against Vegas, you know, they ended up winning in overtime 37-34. You know, so this team right here can definitely put up points, but Philadelphia can too. Now let's go down the line and talk about, you know, the positions. And that's how I'm going to make my prediction on who I think is going to win this game. Now let's talk about the quarterback position. You got Jalen Hurts versus Brock Purdy. Jalen Hurts is the more accomplished quarterback. So you would think that, you know, you're favored, you will favor the Eagles. So I think that the Eagles got the upper hand in that category. When you go to the running back, you have to give it to the 49ers with Elijah and Christian McCaffrey. Elijah Mitchell and Christian McCaffrey, you have to give it up to those guys over Miles Sanders and the boys over there for the Eagles. So I'm going to go with running back. I'm going to favor the 49ers. So wide receiver, it's closer than people think, man. You got IA and you have Debo and on the Eagles, you have Devontae Smith. You have Brown. So AJ Brown. So it's more even than people think, you know, when you match up Debo versus AJ Brown, you know, they are identical wide receivers. These are two big play wide receivers, man. Two big physical wide receivers. And then when you got Ayaka, you know, and Devontae Smith, these guys right here are pretty much identical when it comes to yards as well. So, and you know, Debo can do, you know, he runs the ball, he catches the ball, he pretty much does it all on the field. So I'm going to go even when it comes down to that. Or, you know what, I'm going to give the slight edge to the Eagles. I'm going to give a slight edge to the Eagles because A.J. Brown had almost 1,500 yards receiving. So I'm going to give a slight edge at the wide receiver position to the Eagles. Okay, when you go to tight end, I got to give it to Kittle. I got to give it to George Kittle. I think George Kittle is one of the best tight ends in football, and we're seeing it now with Brock Purdy at quarterback because he's been getting touchdowns and he's been getting a lot of yards, you know, since Brock Purdy been there, you know, and to take nothing from the Eagles tight end, but I'll probably favor George Kittle, so I'm going to go with the 49ers with the tight end position, but the offensive line, I'm going to go, man, these two teams are really identical when it comes down to offensive line. Both of them, I think the 49ers got one. Williams is the best, you know, tackle in football. And but, I mean, you got Kelce and you got those boys over there on that side. I mean, it ain't like there's a slouch over there on that side of the ball for the Eagles, though. I'm going to have to go even on that one as well, man. Both of these teams got really, really good offensive line. Both of these teams can run the ball out of – they're going to run it down your throat. I'm going to go with when it comes down to offensive line as well. Now, when it comes down to defensive line, I got to go with the I got to go with Eric Armstead and Joey Bosa. I got to go with the 49ers, man. They got a very, very good defensive line. And the crazy thing about it was the Eagles got a really good defensive line as well. So, man, like I said, this game is going to come. Man, this game right here is so evenly matched. It's crazy. But I'm going to give the edge to the 49ers only when it comes to defensive line. Same as when it comes to linebacker. I think Greenlaw and Fred Warner, these are two of the best linebackers in football. Not saying that the Eagles don't have good linebackers, but I'm going to give the edge to those two guys when it comes down to linebacker. I'm going to give the edge to the 49ers. When it comes down to secondary, man, both of these secondaries are good, but I have to give it to Darius Slay and those Eagles, man. The Eagles got a really, really good secondary. Like I said, when you look at this game and when it comes down to kickers, both kickers are pretty good. Like, it ain't like both kickers, you know, miss field goal. Both of these kickers are really, really good. So, it's like, it's even. When it comes to special teams, both of these special teams are really, really good. You got Ray McCloud, even though he made a big mistake last week by fumbling the ball. And I think Chad Shanahan might want to talk to him because if you turn the ball over in Philly, you're going to lose that game. And I think that's what it's going to come down to. Two hard-nosed defenses going head-to-head. I think these two teams right here, it might not be a lot of scoring. It might come down to a lot of field goals and who make the critical turnover. Who make the critical turnover in this game right here could ultimately decide this game. When I look at team all the way from top to bottom, you know, I got to go with Kyle Shanahan because he's been here before. I think he's going to have the 49ers ready. And I just got a feeling that they're going to find a way. I don't know how, but I think they're going to find a way to get to the Super Bowl. So I'm going to go with the San Francisco 49ers to defeat the Philadelphia Eagles in this game right here. And I'm going to pick a score of 23 to 20. The 49ers will squeak out a win and get to the Super Bowl. And that's my pick. Like I said, this game is so evenly matched, man. You can't miss this game. Hey, make sure you all hit the like button. And also, thank you all for listening to another great segment of The Winner's Circle with Ray Diggs. Hey, peace and have a blessed night. Peace.